Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Each and every week on Motivational Mondays, the episodes are rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful, and of course, Coach Adams is a little bit biased. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our program up for audience participation, at which time we truly do welcome your questions and comments, and without question, we encourage it. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we truly love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we have a powerhouse in-studio guest, a pillar in the community and business, and I will share with you a little bit more about this individual. But before we jump into today's topic and our fullness of our episode, we ask that you take a brief, quick moment to invite someone to today's show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a fax, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to thank you in advance for your support with expanding our reach. I want you to know that you should have, if you don't already, you better grab your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your whatever you need, your electronic device, as one of my friends would say, an electronical device, whatever you need, grab it so that you can receive the richness of what will be shared today from our powerhouse all-star in-studio guest. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, joining me in the virtual boardroom, we have Mr. James Jacobs, business owner of Superior Carpet in Inglewood, California, truly a pillar in the community and has been in business, just celebrated his 30th year in business. We will hear more about who Mr. James Jacobs is, but because we're talking about longevity in business, I wanted you to know without question this individual who is truly one of my spiritual brothers. I had the opportunity to meet him in ministry many years ago. Now I've lost track of the time. He is one of the most genuine and vibrant people that I know. He truly has a heart for others. He has a heart for God, and he has a heart for business. Join me by giving a virtual round of applause to my brother, Mr. Minister, Pastor, business owner, James Ronald.
And hello,
you know,
hello,
this,
hello.
Right?
Hello to the Motivational Mondays audience. You are loved and appreciated. And thank you very much, Coach Adams. It is indeed a privilege to be in fellowship with you on Motivational Monday.
Oh, it is such a joy to have you. And I was so excited when we spoke about this subject of longevity in business and the fact that it really connected with your heart as well, and you said yes. But, you know, I want you to share with our listening audience. I always love to ask our in-studio guests, if you were describing you, who would you say James Jacobs is and all the various layers that make you you?
Oh, my goodness. How would I describe me? Well, intelligent and intelligent and intelligent. Okay, for real, though.
And okay. Yes, you are very intelligent.
I am a very witty young man. Young man, did you guys catch that? Young man. I've been in business for 30 years. I am a father, husband, businessman, pastor, and actor. So I wear quite a bit of hats. I've been in business for, as you've heard, 30 years. I've been married for 33 years, and I've been operating as a youth pastor for the last 2.5 years, I think it is. And I am a highly paid, highly sought-after actor that glorifies God both in front and behind the camera, starring in blockbuster movies, and I'm in theaters near you soon, in Jesus' name. Okay, is that enough?
I love it. Yes, but do you know what? This is what I love. Many years ago when I was in property management, I lived right, you know, back door to Inglewood, right off of La Tijera and Centinela. And
wow.
I would often see this big smiling face on this yellow van throughout the community. This was well before I met you, and I would see the sign, Superior Carpet. You know, and it was so hilarious to me when I finally had the pleasure of meeting you personally and making the connection with, oh, my gosh, that's that man in that van that drives around the city and that big smile with the mustache? I know him. I felt like I knew you before I knew you because you are such a pillar in the community of Inglewood with your business. Share with our global listening audience, because we have visionaries, we have entrepreneurs, we have business owners, we have professionals, all different flavors and layers. How did your vision come about for Superior Carpet? Did it start out with Superior Carpet?
Well, it actually started out at Superior Carpet, and then in 1991, it transitioned to Superior Carpet and Design Center. I actually worked for my brother in the business for 2 years, and one day I witnessed on the job, told somebody about Jesus, and when I said it, the lady got mad, and she told my brother not to, she didn't want me back in her house. Now, I was young in the Lord, so I'm sure I, you know, fludged on a couple of things, but my brother told me to keep Jesus to myself, and so at that point, I went in my closet, and I said, well, Father, I can't share you here, so give me a place that I can, and at that point, I closed out my bank account, which was $6,000, like a heck of a lot of money, right? no money, but I gave half as a tithe to the Lord and asked him to be my senior partner, because he knew everything about business, and I knew nothing. And that's how Superior Carpet started.
Wow, that is amazing that you literally just stretched out and took a leap of faith. And in essence, you took that leap of faith. You sowed $3,000, if I'm hearing you correctly, into the business and $3,000 into your partner in business, of course, spiritually being your God. And so I love that you are letting us know you didn't have a lot of money when you started the business.
No, not at all.
What made you feel like I can do this?
Well, that's a very good question. What made me feel like I can do it? I had to. How do I say that? Let me see. I grew up from a business family, I guess I would say. My dad was in the maintenance business. I sold peanuts from the age of six in the neighborhood. So I grew up in business, not calling it business, just, you know, your kid got too much energy, give him something to do. But that was actually shaping me, molding me into the business tycoon that I am today. You notice I'm putting big words out there, right? Anyhow.
I love it. Speak it now.
But I think it was in me from years ago, and so it was like, I mean, I'm not highly educated, first of all, so I need to let you know that first of all. I graduated from high school 10 years after, dropped out of high school and went to work. And so I finally got my diploma. But then after that, I went to college but never majored in anything particular, so I wasn't a real brainiac. So I knew that, you know, spelling wasn't very good in my arena. I didn't write well. I didn't spell well. So it was like a 9-to-5 was not for me because I wasn't into the, you know, I wasn't going for $8 an hour and $10 an hour. So I had to be in business. It was in me.
Well,
did
you know
that
what
question,
I love
right?
is that, well, you know, it's your answer. And what I love is it's not a right or wrong answer. It's just what is true for you. But what I love, and
yeah.
I thank you for being so transparent in that, I'm sure those that are listening in, and that's what Motivational Mondays is all about, that they would be encouraged to know you can do what you desire to do right where you are. I love your transparency in that you said, you know what, I had dropped out of school because I had to work, you know, got my diploma after being in business sometime, and you didn't allow that to stop you. You didn't allow the fact that you only had $3,000 to invest into the business stop you, and there was just something in you that said you can. Was it something greater than you? Because, I mean, many people are sitting out there, and they're listening, and they're saying, I feel like I can too, Jane.
Well, you know what?
But
you know, it's kind of like
power and might.
No. No, it was definitely a greater force than me. Did I label it as a greater force? Did I label it as God? Yes, I want to give God all the glory because, see, he said in his word that whatever you put your hands to, he'll prosper it. But if you don't put your hands to nothing, then nothing can prosper. And he said these signs and wonders will follow them that believe, but if you're standing still, how are they going to follow? You ain't going nowhere. So, yes, there was risk involved, but I was willing to take the risk because I knew that I couldn't fail. If the business failed, it didn't mean I failed. It was the business. And the God that I serve is a God that provides with much, much more, and I don't mean to be preachy, but the truth is he wants us to take risk. Anything that I can do, you know, in my own might and my own power is really not of great value. I need to be able to lean on God, to trust him to do the bigger thing, and then I got a testimony. But if I don't do nothing, there's nothing to have a testimony about.
So true, brother. There is, without a test, there is no quote-unquote moaning testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what I love as well, yeah, that you've been in business for 30 years. You've been married for 33 years. Now, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, and of course I know you as a family, that it made it easier for you to be on this journey having a good, strong partnership of you can do it.
Yes. yes, but that was, how do you say, that was cultivated over time. When I first went into business, I'm married to Pamela Jacobs, for those in our listening audience, and we've been married for 33 years. But when Pam first came to work with me, she didn't have the vision. So she would come to work and she would paint her nails. And the phone, that I tell this story all the time. It's got a good ending. But anyway, she would paint her nails and the phone would ring, but she couldn't answer the phone because her nails were wet. You know, just little stuff like that. She was praying that no one would come in the door because she didn't know how to sell. But I'm in the business to sell. So she tells all of our friends that I fired her, but I told her at that time I released her to pursue her purpose because it wasn't at the carpet store at the time. Hence, she came back in 91, and we have a full-fledged design center now. She's an excellent designer, but she just needed that confidence. And we went to a seminar that I don't know that we'll mention today, but it was Vertical Leap. I'll mention it because it was a blessing. After going to that seminar, she realized that she had gifts and talents on the inside of her, and she began to use them, and the business has been blessed since then.
You know, I think that that is so absolutely hilarious, and I think it's funny because I think about an episode of a show that she was, you know, painting her nails and all of that, and that just makes me, it is just a crack up for me. I can't even tell you that she mm-hmm. was doing her nails. So that is hilarious. I love that you were so transparent in sharing that, and that is just so awesome.
Well, you know what?
So, yes.
Let me share this if I could, because I know you got some people out there and they're saying, you know what, I want to do it. I'm just take the risk. You can't fall off of the ground. My goodness, move, take some action. Pamela, Coach Adams, that Pam makes jewelry. And I don't know if she ever told you about her. If I have a minute, is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Please feel free and add the layers around what we're discussing today with business owner Mr. James Jacobs of Superior Carpet Design Center. This is Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we're talking about this richness of longevity in business and the various layers of what got Mr. James Jacobs to where he is today, being in business 30 years.
Okay, so let me just tell you this quick testimony. My wife makes jewelry, beautiful jewelry, by the way, but she would always lay it out, but she would never tell anyone how much it was, because she was afraid of rejection. But she was going on a business trip. This was a while back. She was going to see Miles Monroe, and she was upset with me. I'm just sharing all of our laundry. It's a good story, though. Anyway, she was upset with me, so she didn't ask me for extra money to go on the trip, but she had her jewelry and she began to make jewelry on the plane, but she had $5, and she went to the Bahamas with $5, guys. That'd be, you know, naturally, when she got over being upset, she would call me and tell me to put some money in her account. But long story short, she got on the plane, didn't have any money, and the stewardess walked by and saw her making jewelry, and she fixed her earring. I wish she was here to tell her own testimony, but she's in a women's conference tonight. And so Pam fixed the lady's earring, and the lady offered her money, and she said, oh, no. And then she thought about it. She didn't have no money. She said, oh, thank you. The lady gave her $5 more. And so that started her journey of selling and putting a price on her jewelry. Well, since that time, that was God helping her, because at the same time, she would come to the store, but she was scared to sell anything for fear of rejection. So that one trip to the Bahamas, and by the way, she didn't have to ask me for money that whole trip. She sold all of her jewelry within that and stayed an extra week. And so that was her start of being able to sell her stuff, sell her product. And I'm saying that because there's somebody out there, you've got gifts, you've got talent, and you're thinking, oh, this is just a hobby. No, God will bless you if you just take the steps to move on what he tell you to do. Don't be afraid. Trust your daddy. He loves you. He wants to see you prosper. Okay, that's the end. I just wanted to just get that little bit out. Go ahead.
No, and I so appreciate that. And, you know, when someone thinks about 30 years in business, and now you are obviously, you've progressed through this 30 years, various layers of growth and development, started out as Superior Carpet, now Superior Carpet and Design Center, you know, different layers of development and growth in your business. Has this 30 years been an easy journey?
Heck no. But it's been a good journey. Easy? No. But fruitful? Yes. Rewarding? Yes. Exciting? Yes. But easy? No.
You know, I always love to hear from my in-studio guests, what would you say is the greatest lesson you've learned to date on this journey that we're talking about longevity in business, and obviously this 30 years longevity in business, I often state that longevity is not just a time frame, but rather it's a mindset. It's a mindset. You know, for one, to be in business, the length of time that you've been in business, and, you know, speaking of mindset, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so I really wanted to bring a different point of view of this mindset of longevity in business. What would you say has been the greatest lesson that you've learned to date?
The greatest lesson, well, for my business, it was not to do a prevailing wage job and not know how to do the accounting. I did a job for, it was one of the bigger jobs that I had. It's been 12, 14 years ago now. But I did a job, and it was a prevailing wage job, and it was big account. It was over $100,000 for one floor job, but it was prevailing wage. And so I went and I talked to my mentor, Coach Al Hollingsworth. I'll put his name out there, and I had him look over my contract, and he said, James, I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. But I had already signed the contract, and it was a lot of money, and I was gung-ho. But
oh,
I didn't
wow.
realize that it takes them. Yeah, so it took them a long time to pay. So that job that cost me that I was supposed to make 100 plus on probably cost me 70,000 by the time I got finished. So I would say know what you're getting into in a contract. Contracts are very, you have to read the fine print and just, you know, put your ducks in a row.
You know, what's so interesting about that, James, is that I had an individual on, she is affectionately known as the Money Coach. And I think she was on probably about a month ago now. And it's so interesting that you're saying this, Dr. Cosette White, because that was your greatest life lesson, was one of her greatest life lessons. And so I think what we're gleaning from that as entrepreneurs and visionaries and what have you is that it's so important to understand the contracts that you're reading. You got to have an attorney on board at some point or someone that you can consult with, so that, like with you, you don't lose, you know, have to spend $70,000 to make $100,000. That doesn't quite add up. But that's great wisdom, I'm sure. Since then, you've walked in a different place with that. And, you know, share with our global listening audience, what is these, we've talked about Carpet Design Center. In a nutshell, share with us what type of services they can anticipate from Superior Carpet and Design Center and how they can make that connection with you.
Oh, great, great. Well, Superior Carpet and Design Center doing everything from carpet to countertops and everything between drapery, vertical blinds, area rugs, marble, kitchen countertops, quartz countertops, backsplashes, you name it. We if it's something that's done in a house, inside the home, we do it. Kitchen remodel, bath remodel. And if we don't do it in-house, we have a network of contractors that we can supply you with. And we are actually part of a buying group. So we go, you can go on the website and we can purchase anywhere in the United States or Canada based upon your area code. You can shop on by internet and purchase anywhere in the United States or Canada.
And please do share your website address and contact phone number for the business.
Oh, absolutely. Our website address is superiorcarpetflooring.com. We're located at 6840 La Tijera Boulevard in Los Angeles, 90045. That's where La Tijera and Centinela meet. And our store hours from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and we're closed on Sunday. And that website address again is superiorcarpetflooring.com.
Excellent. And if you've missed that, we'll definitely post that on our Motivational Mondays forum, our group forum, and we'll give another opportunity to share that. Want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. We're having a rich and empowering dialogue with Mr. James Jacobs, business owner of Superior Carpet and Design Center. James, we're talking about longevity in business. What does this longevity in business mean to Mr. James Jacobs, business owner? And what insight would you give to those listening in that are trying to start a business and want to have some longevity themselves or those that are fighting to maintain longevity?
I would first of all say know who your audience is, know who your customer is, and then make sure you're giving your customer what they want. Because in longevity, you want repeat business. You want, even though we sell carpet, carpet should last 10, 15 years, but you want that repeat business. They might have bought the carpet, but now they need drapes, now they need this. You want to be such a friendly, a resource center that they can come to, they can refer friends to. And you do that by keeping up with the latest trends. Well, for me in my business, keeping up with the latest trends. But your business might be electric business or it might be something else. So the whole thing is giving the customer what they want, being accessible to your customer so that they feel that they have a friend. Because many times, I mean, they can go to the big box stores and they can buy a product, but they can't have a relationship. And I think one of the biggest successes have in our business has been to be personable and to know that they're getting excellent quality as well as excellent service. I mean, they can go and buy a product anywhere, but if they come to Superior Carpet, we're set ourselves apart because we want to know a little bit about your product. We want to know a little bit about you. So now we can personalize your design based around you, based around your concept. So I think I would say longevity in businesses, know your customer, always be willing to expand and stay abreast of educate yourself because information is so, we're moving at such a rapid pace right now and you're steadily growing. So you have to educate yourself so you can stay above your trends at all times. And always, 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 if in doubt, ask God, what do you do next?
You know what I love about what you just shared, that although you've gained this wisdom from your business of 30 years, Superior Carpet and Design Center, that what you stated, it can flow over into whatever area that someone may be focused in. Maybe they are a designer, you know, graphic designer. Maybe they are starting a youth organization. Whatever it is, you have to definitely continue to educate yourself in your area, in your field, and I love that. And you want to make sure that you stay up on whatever the trends are. You know, for example, if you're a graphic designer and you're designing from 1980, you're not where you need to be in this season to stay competitive.
Correct.
So what I heard you saying is to really make sure you maintain a level of relevance in your industry, whatever that industry may be. Even if someone's writing a book, they have to stay, you know, with the trends of what do people want to hear about. You can't write about something from 20 years ago. People have different issues that they're facing now. So that was so key, and I love that. Any other insights around this subject of longevity in business and being solid and in business? And what I love is that someone can literally walk into Superior Carpet today, 30 years in business, and on any given day, I'm sure you have certain days that you're not on site, but on any given day, they are subject to see Mr. James Jacobs and possibly Pamela Jacobs literally right there on the showroom floor.
That's absolutely correct. I'm usually in the shop pretty much every day, Monday through Saturday, unless I'm in the field, naturally. Now, Pam, on the other hand, after 30 years, you know, she's become a little privileged, and I can't fire her because I live with her, but she chooses to come in at her leisure. But one of the things I will say in business, one of the other things that I must mention is you must advertise. A lot of times people think, okay, well, God will just loose the angels to come in. And by the way, I did do that on my first day of business. I loosed the angels to the north, the south, the east, the west to bring in business. And believe it or not, I got business the first day. And that's usually not the norm for business. They usually say, okay, will you be prepared to not make money for a year or the first, you know, break even after the first year, but, you know, be prepared not to make anything for the first year. Well, my God is a God that does exceedingly and abundantly, and he is my senior partner. So with that said, I did get business the first day. It took me 3 days to put the carpet in one living room, but I got the business the first day.
I love that. And you know what? It is true that one has to advertise. And I know that, you know, in today's social media world that you see Superior Carpet on social media, you know, so you're definitely making it clear that you want to stay with the trends and you want to stay relevant and competitive with where things are today. Of course, you know, you're driving in the community with your big smiling face on your van, constantly promoting, and that's something that really stood out. And that was that actor in you. That actor could not resist putting a headshot out there wherever, that highly sought-out actor.
That's it. You know, my wife teased me about that because of my picture on my truck. So, you know, I've got a new truck. I don't think you've seen my new truck. And she said, don't put that picture on again because I'm getting old now, you know. So they're like, well, where's the guy on the truck? So I put a cartoon character on there. But, you know, a lot of times people ask me, why did you put your face on the truck? And I told them, well, you know, if Colonel Sanders can do it and he made an image of himself, and why can't I? So that's one of the other things when I'm saying advertising, you have to set yourself apart so that when you do something, they'll know that that's you, that's your particular business and not just John Doe's business, because now you're doing public relationship, you know, you're out there, you're being personal. So they need to know, well, they might not remember the name of the building or the name of the company, but they remember something that you did. So, you know, you want to get some God ideas and then go after it. And always, always, always think out of the box. Don't settle for the norm because someone comes by and gives you something, tells you to advertise like this. You want to ask yourself, what does my customer need? What do I really want to tell my customer? And then that's the kind of advertising that you want to do.
I love that. And that's what I believe really gives you the edge and sets you apart, because like you said, there are other companies out there, but the fact that you're really, your philosophy is really all about satisfying your customer, finding out what does my customer need, and meeting that need and making sure that they are satisfied. That is so key. You know, I want us to take this opportunity, if agreeable. This is the time in our broadcast when we like to give our global listening audience the opportunity to soak up our wisdom. Maybe they want to ask a question or give a comment around today's programming and what we're talking about, longevity in business. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. It's very simple, easy breezy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you are sitting in front of your laptop, your computer, your iPad, your tablet, whatever that may be. If that is the case, you do need to dial in. And our dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, our dial-in number is 516-453-9374. So if you're listening online, I do apologize, but you can't just press 1 on your keypad, on your keyboard. You have to be dialed in. So, again, the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. And so press 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question, make a comment, say a shout-out, whatever you desire. Know that our lines are currently open. You know, Mr. James Jacobs, you shared with us in the intro of who you are, various layers. And I definitely would love to give you an opportunity to share who you are in ministry, because I know that you have married your business site with who you are passionately as a believer. And something happens, if I'm not mistaken, every Wednesday, I believe, at Superior Carpet
That's right.
and Design Center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us
about that. On Wednesday nights at 6:15, Superior Carpet and Design Center transforms into Superior Carpet House of Holiness. We actually have a Bible study on Wednesday night. Yeah. We have a Bible study on Wednesday night. From 6:15, we do worship, and we just kind of put some soaky music on where we can just worship and get in the presence of Daddy and just unwind for the day so we can open our hearts up to receive. And then we have Bible study from 7 o'clock to 8:15, and all are invited.
And what is the address of Superior Carpet and Design Center?
It is 6840 La Tijera Boulevard in Los Angeles. And I want to clarify that because, Coach Adams, I'm actually not in Inglewood. I'm in L.A., but it's right, you know, all three of the corners are right there, L.A., Inglewood, Westchester, and then Ladera. So we're right at the corner between L.A. and Inglewood. But we're actually in L.A., 6840 La Tijera Boulevard, Los Angeles, 90045.
And, you know, my apologies. You know, I so thought that corner right there, because I know, like, I was on the backside of Ladera when I was in property management on Centinella, right up the street, and that was considered L.A. And you're right. It's, like, just that little corner. There's Westchester, all of that. So do forgive me. A pillar in L.A., in the Los Angeles community and surrounding areas. So, you know,
right. I'll accept that one.
Yes. So you are a minister of the gospel. In addition to being a businessman, being a business owner, and launching in business with your God, I love that, which I didn't know that part of your testimony and your story, and that so touches my heart and blesses me. Now, have you been in the location that you're in currently for 30 years or just in business for 30 years? How long have you been in that L.A. location?
I've actually been in this location since 1994. I actually started at 2620 West Slauson Avenue in Los Angeles, and we moved in 1994 to that location.
Got it. And what would you say, I know that you indicated that obviously you have opened your doors for ministry to go forth, your business, you said, you know, if I can't tell about my God, then I got to go in a different direction early on, 30 years mm-hmm. ago. And now you're opening mm-hmm. the doors every Wednesday for others to come yeah. in and get this acknowledgement of God. And I know you mentioned that you are a youth pastor for your church. What would you say is the next on the horizon for you?
Well, God knows best, like Father knows best. You remember that show? However, my desire.
I sort of remember that show, but I'm not that old.
Oh, you're too young. Right. How could I? Yes.
Okay, forgive me. The show, Father knows best.
Good cleanup, Coach Adams. I love it. Okay, so on the horizon, well, I am actually an aspiring actor, as I mentioned, and I've done a couple of things, but I'm looking to do going into acting in a greater capacity, number one. So that's on the horizon. Also, you know, after 30 years of business, I am looking to respire in some other areas. So I'm probably going to be in business maybe a good 3-5 more years and either going to sell it or have someone else manage the business portion. Our desire is to move to Puerto Vallarta.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if we shared that with you. Yeah, but we're going to rent our house out, Airbnb, and we're going to go and enjoy this big earth that God has made, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And, you know, he said he'll bless whatever we put our hands to. And he said signs and wonders will follow us. So we're just going to be moving in different places and see the signs and wonders follow us. Yeah.
Wow. I love it. I didn't know that. You know, I want to again thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. You have joined a rich dialogue discussion on longevity in business. And the question raised is, are you struggling with longevity in business? And, you know, I love that Mr. James Jacobs has given us some richness in various areas of his longevity in business, now 30 years. And so I want to encourage you to share with us, what have you taken away from today's programming, from today's broadcast on our subject? Again, our programming is open, and this is the time that we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting at your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Any other insight, Mr. James Jacobs, that you would like to share with us around today's topic?
Yes. You know, you mentioned Motivational Mondays, and I must say that is one of the most important things in business, is you have to stay motivated. There's sometimes, you know, when you'd rather stay in bed because you're a business owner and you can call your own hours and shoot your own shots. You know what I mean? But it's important that you stay motivated. And that's where I want to put a toot out for you, Coach Adams, because you are Mrs. Motivation, I must say. Or Miss Motivation, soon to be Mrs. Motivation. And my goodness, why I say Mrs. Motivation. Well, whoever finds you, he's going to be in. He's a blessed man, because you are the, how would you say, the queen of motivation, number one. Not only are you beautiful, well, just, can I say fine on the radio? Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Did I catch you by surprise?
Go ahead.
Okay. okay, so whomever he is, he's going to have a fine wife that is not only fine on the outside, but beautiful on the inside with much wisdom, and she is motivated for success. And I think that's where I'm going back to is in business, you have to be motivated for success. So I would say get involved, have someone as a motivator, have someone as a mentor, someone that has charted the road before, not someone that is saying, oh, you can't do this because you need to have someone that say, yes, you can go and do it. You know, give an account, have someone that's motivating you. Coach Adams is the best motivator in that arena. So I don't know if you guys are hooked into her in other areas, but I must say, sis, you are the best motivator. And so kudos to you with Motivational Mondays and all the others in your seminars that you're doing as well. And so that's what I would say. Stay motivated. You cannot lose the eye of the tiger. I don't care what it look like, walk like, talk like, smell like. You got to know that you're in it to win it.
Ooh, I love that. And, you know, not all – I love and appreciate, one, you loving on me. But I love that you spoke about the significance of maintaining the motivation that is so key. And, you know, so often I will share with our global listening audience that it is important to have that right circle around you. I often make the reference of the movie Meet the Fockers with Robert De Niro many years ago, and it was that circle of trust. And so you have to have that right circle around you. And I love that that was one of the key nuggets that you gave us today. You know, you spoke about the importance of staying educated, the importance of staying ahead of the trends, the importance of advertising, you know, staying motivated, understanding what does your customer want. You know, so often this one is missed because we want to just give people what we want to give them. But if that's not what your customer wants, in essence, you're going to have an unhappy customer. And if the customer is unhappy, tell us.
He will go away.
That customer will say, bye-bye, I'm out of here.
That's right.
And so,
right, because they're not obligated to you. The customer is not obligated to us because we're in business. The customer is obligated to get what they want. When the customer is out shopping, they're going to shop what they want. Now, if you have something better that's going to be a wow factor for them, that's a plus. But you're not going to go. They're not going out to buy just because you have it. We're not in that in the depression. So I got to buy it because this is the only thing out there. You got competition on the right and to the left. So you have to be a me only. You have to set yourself apart in excellence so that when that customer is looking, they don't have to shop any further. They know they're at the right place when they get to you.
And, you know, what is so key, setting oneself apart and obviously performing in excellence is key. But, you know, it's just like, for example, here on Motivational Mondays, we'll often ask our global listening audience, what are some of the topics that you want to have discussed? What is the information that you need? We don't want to just bring stuff to you. Now, sometimes we do if we don't get the feedback, but we do want to hear from you. You're the listening audience. What topics do you want to have discussed? And as I share that with you, I want you to know that you can interact continuously through our Facebook Motivational Mondays group form. It's an open group. You can leave a comment. You can ask for specific show, you know, give a recommendation on specific show topics, ask our previous guest questions, interact. What a great way to stay connected. In addition to that, now I know, Mr. James, okay, Superior Carpet and Design Center, business owner for 30 years, highly sought after actor, so minister, all of these various layers. Is there an acting assignment that you have in this season that you want to tell? Because I love that even in the midst of all of this, you are following your dreams and you're living out those areas that you are most passionate about, regardless. And that is encouraging. That in and of itself is motivating. Is there a project that you have in the hopper currently that you can tell us about?
Sure there is. There's always something happening in my life. I'm actually doing a play June 23rd and 24th called Walk Right Into Love, or Mail Delivery. I got to look at the name of it. I'm still learning my role. But that's written by Rochelle Jones, an excellent playwright. Oh, she writes so good stuff. And so when I was asked to be a part of it, I was elated. So that's going to be June 23rd and 24th. And the location, I'm supposed to have that down, but I don't. It's right at Fairfax and Lawson. But,
Do you want to give them your number again so they can get in touch with you regarding that?
I'd be glad to. And also, you know what, I just want to encourage them. If they have some other questions, they're welcome to get feedback. You know, I'm at my shop. Come on in. Let's dialogue. And, Coach Adams, could they ask one of your guests to come back if they want to?
Absolutely they can. No question about it.
Okay, let me get that number in case they want
to
find out.
You need to know that Motivational Mondays is a home for you at any time. And as you are giving out your information, I do want to remind our global listening audience that this is the time in our programming where our broadcast is open, and we invite you to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment around today's programming. We would love to hear from you. What are you taking away from what has been shared? Have you gotten anything from it? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Or if you're, again, sitting at your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You would dial in area code 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I wanted to give you an opportunity, Mr. James, give your phone number once again to our global listening audience, and we're going to prepare to close out today's installment if we don't have any further interaction, and I do have a couple of announcements from the Coach Adams brand.
Okay. Well, if you'd like tickets to Love Delivery, you can pick them up at Superior Carpet and Design Center, or you can call to reserve your tickets at 310-528-66. Oh, that's my cell phone. Let me give you the other phone. Yeah, 310-528-6699. That's 310-528-6699. And Superior Carpet, if you want to pick them up at the office, 310-216-2900. Or if you just want to stop by and say, hey, I heard you on Motivational Mondays, wanted to see you face-to-face, I'd like that too.
We would love that as well. And so as we prepare to close out, and I'm going to just do a quick summary recap of some of those bullets. I know I have my pen and pad ready today, taking notes of the wisdom that Mr. James Jacobs, business owner, has shared with us in business for 30 years in the Los Angeles area. Great insight was shared around longevity in business, and all of what you have shared with us, it really speaks to one's mindset and to continue to grow. You spoke about the importance of educating yourself, staying educated, that you have to stay ahead of the trend, which means you got to let Google and whatever else be your friend. You have to continuously be researching in your specific area, that you have to advertise. Advertisement is key. You know, I remember, and this was a couple of years ago, it was so cute to me because I had someone saying, well, Coach Adams, what's your advertising budget? And I was like, I don't have a budget per se. I just do what I need to do to make it happen. And it is key that in business you have to have that budget set aside, figure out how will I advertise to speak my vision, to tell my vision so that people know about it, and to be faithful and diligent with that. So I love that you brought that point out, that we have to understand what does our customer want. In any industry, you have to know what does your customer want, because if you don't have a happy customer, they will do what, Mr. James?
Go away.
They will go away and say bye-bye, and that we must stay motivated. We must also set ourselves apart from everybody else. And that customer service key piece is so key that you spoke about. Again, you have just a few more moments to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Mr. James, before I give my closing announcement, I still want to give you the opportunity. If you have any further closing remarks, would love to give you the opportunity to share them at this time. And, wow, has it been a pleasure having you on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You, and how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you, Coach Adams. This has been a joy and a delight for me as well. I want to mention, you know, to our audience out there, sometimes we mention being different. And one of the things that I did in business, not tooting my own horn, but it was something that was so unique. I heard a real estate agent talk about wrapping salt. And many times we give business cards out. And how many of you guys got a business card? And if you have to find it, you don't know where it is. God gave me a God idea to wrap salt and put all my information on there. So now I'm in people's cabinets. I have gotten so many jobs a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, because they had the information. They might not have needed anything at that time, but a year later, 6 months later, they did. And I was in their cabinet, as opposed to a salt, or you just find something unique for you so that they'll have it when they need it. Pray God's blessing upon everyone that wants to go into business. I say, do it. Get off the couch and do it. You can do it.
I love that. And guess what? I have a thing of salt that has your face on it, or Superior Carpet on it as well. And I remember when you rolled that out many years ago, that was truly just an awesome idea. I was like, wow. Simple, but yet powerful, because like you said, I mean, that makes your shelf life. As long as they have that salt in their kitchen, every time they pull it out, they're thinking about you. I think I need to do cayenne pepper or something, because my name, Shania, is flame, fire, heat. So maybe I need to do cayenne pepper or something.
Hey, that fits you. That fits you, sis. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Wow, it has been so awesome having you on today's broadcast, and I do want to just remind our global listening audience that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open group. If you're not already a part of that, you can just simply ask to join, and you're more than welcome. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You. On next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win right here on Inspired Media for You. Coach Adams wants the opportunity to stay connected with you, to stay in touch with you. So visit my website and add yourself to my database, CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. This will also connect you with all of my social channels, and so I look forward to staying connected with you in one way or another. Want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, in January and in July, we host a live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. It's a wonderful time to shape up and win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Early bird ticket registration is available currently, and we have sponsorship opportunities for those that want to align and be an in-kind sponsor and or a monetary sponsor. TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. Visit TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams for all of the event details and information. You don't want to miss this powerful opportunity for 4 hours of power live with Coach Adams. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Motivational Monday, and I want you to know that we don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are truly grateful. Then you could have been doing anything with your Monday, and you chose to tune in and dial in right here for Motivational Mondays. We trust that you have gotten some richness that truly will support you in growing to another level in your vision, in your business, whatever it may be, personally and professionally. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.